Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
An old-fashioned barter.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Rupert Murdoch is reportedly offering a swap with Yahoo. He would give away his website MySpace in exchange for a 25% stake in Yahoo. Yahoo has been looking for some kind of shakeup like this. It's having a heck of a time keeping up with Google. The source of this story, by the way, is the Times of London, which is owned by Murdoch. He's also made a bid for Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal. It's not often you hear Americans demanding government censorship. But in a new survey, parents say they want to help protect their kids from sex and violence on TV. More now from Jill Barshay.
Two-thirds of parents surveyed by the Kaiser Family Foundation say they would support new federal controls on television content. But cable and TV companies say parents already have the tools to curb sex and violence on TV. Brian Dietz, a spokesman for the National Cable and Telecommunications Association, he says parents can program their cable set-top boxes to block certain shows.
Households do differ in their tastes and what they view as appropriate material for their children. So instead of the government stepping in and making decisions which essentially are impossible to make on a household-by-household basis, parents are the best ones to do that.
The Cable Television Advertising Bureau says advertisers may end up solving the problem for parents. Businesses like Walmart won't advertise on lewd or violent shows. If more companies follow suit, studios could start cleaning up their act on their own. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
On Wall Street, baby steps this week. The Dow gained about 22 points yesterday to 13,635. The Nasdaq added just a fraction of a point. The S&P 500 climbed 2. Today, the Asian markets put on almost 1%, although in Japan, the gains were smaller. European shares are up about 0.5%. Tomorrow, private equity firm Blackstone Group will give Wall Street the price of its IPO. As this is happening, Congress is looking at dramatically increasing taxes on private equity groups that go public like this. And in Britain, lawmakers are also scrutinizing private equity. We turn now to our man in London, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what's happening today?
Well, the bosses of some of the UK's top private equity firms, including the British subsidiaries of the big American firms like Blackstone and KKR, are appearing before a parliamentary committee today, and it's widely expected they're going to get a comprehensive kicking.
Over what?
Well, the same sorts of things that are making private equity unpopular in the US. The argument is that they've been feeding off large listed companies, loading them down with debt, laying off workers. And there is now, too, this additional charge of not paying enough tax. Many of these private equity firms apparently pay only 10% tax, whereas the corporation tax is more than double that. This is actually due to a tax break that was introduced to encourage small entrepreneurs, but the fat cats of private equity are lapping up this cream.
How does private equity in Britain intend to defend itself here?
Well, it has so far defended itself very poorly, and there's no doubt there is a clamour developing here. I mean, the public is calling for a tax crackdown. So far, however, the British government has resisted all these calls, saying if we slap a significantly higher tax rate on private equity firms, they'll go offshore, which is easy enough for them to do. And then the UK will miss out on the amount of tax that they do actually pay.
All right, Stephen, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Scott.
If you're looking for a cheap stay in Europe this summer, here's a new option. A hotel in Berlin is offering all the comforts of life in the former East Germany. The rooms feature bed linens, toilets, and other fixtures from the old GDR days. The rooms even have portraits of Socialist Unity Party leaders. The mattresses, though, are new. You can book a room decorated in lovely orange and brown tones for $12 a night.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over a billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
Now some thoughts from commentator Robert Reich on global warming.
The best idea I've heard so far to deal with global warming is not a carbon tax. I can't imagine any politician calling for higher taxes affecting the middle class, or for that matter, the middle class already squeezed by high energy prices and stagnant wages, putting up with it. The winning idea is not a cap-and-trade system either. That system would allow companies to continue polluting, just require them to buy the right to pollute more from other companies that keep their dirtying to a minimum. Today's biggest polluters, those who have done least to reduce their emissions, would be the biggest winners because they get the highest caps. No, the best idea I've heard is described as a carbon auction. Companies would have to bid for the right to pollute. And most ingeniously, the money raised in the auction would be shared equally by all citizens in the form of yearly dividend checks, just like the residents of Alaska now get yearly dividends for their share of the state's oil revenues. I mean, it's our atmosphere, right? Think of a national park or a national forest. No company is simply allowed to take what they want from it free of charge. Why should the atmosphere be any different? In a carbon auction, companies would have to bid against other companies for a portion of the atmosphere they intend to use, within overall limits that reduce pollution levels. Get it? It's win-win. The auction market itself determines who can pollute and by how much. And since companies will inevitably want to reduce their bidding costs, they'll search for new technologies that cut their emissions. And even if companies pass on increased costs to their customers, we'll still be better off because we'll get dividend checks and cleaner air. Message to presidential candidates: American voters will buy this one, and it's good policy.
Robert Reich was Labor Secretary under President Clinton. He now teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.